Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in radio. Here's the key to the show. If you don't like normal Christian thinking and talking, change the station right now. Because this is not your grandma or grandpa's radio show. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in radio life itself. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. We're going to roll them all into one specialty sushi roll. How about that? We're going to take it and roll it into one sushi roll, a sushi roll called Motion in the Roll. It's a yellowtail shrimp tempura lobster mix with jalapeno and spicy sauce. And it's also covered in avocado, spicy tuna, crunchies, green onions, and sweet sauce. What do we call that? Sushi. That's what we call that. Buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. Why? Because we're lazy. Why? Because we like tradition so much, we decide not to use the word, we just like tradition. Boo, tradition that takes over the word. Humor that will force you to think, how does this guy have a radio show? That's really the question of the day, isn't it? Review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Oh yeah, I sound like Gomer Pyle. We're answering life's questions about life's questions, and at the moment, here's life's questions. We got a daily double. Why are they called stairs on the inside, but we call them steps on the outside? Good one. But this is much better. Ready? This is a good one. Ready? All right. Why is a semi-truck bigger than a regular truck? Isn't it a semi-truck? That's the kind of thinking you got to do. Bible trivia for cool and yet crummy prizes somehow. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
I hate broccoli. And yet, in a certain sense, I am broccoli.
Me too, Ronnie. Me too. I'm broccoli. I like it. Also, we're doing that thing, living life as a Christian thingy. I guess that's not too traditional, living life as a Christian. I think that's the problem, that that's not the tradition. Your phone calls and more, compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Hey, we got none of that stuff. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, it's more fun for everyone.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The church should be a place of healing and hope, but sometimes it's where the deepest wounds are felt. Sunday, September 22nd, Anne Graham Lotz, popular author and speaker and daughter of Dr. Billy Graham, will bring a talk to help the healing begin at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego.
As I reflect back on my life, I'm sad to admit that the most devastating wounds I've experienced have been inflicted by God's people, Christians, people I had grown to love and trust and feel safe with. But God has taken me on a healing journey. I've written about some of my experiences in my new book, Wounded by God's People. I've learned that God loves wounded people and the wounders. I know I've been both.
Anne Graham Lotz, Sunday, September 22nd at 6 p.m. at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego. Churches, find out how to simulcast this special evening at your church. Call 858-613-7800 or go to maranathachapel.org.
This is the life. While it's hot outside, we're nice and cool in this house.
Oh, Joey, you're such a good provider. A termite's termite.
You got that, doll? Hey, chew me off a piece of that oak framing.
It could be your last meal, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola. When the heat goes up outside, termites do the same as you. They move inside to stay cool, and that inside could be your home. But here at Ecola, we have ways to find and eliminate termites that are vacationing in your walls or foundation. Family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like Ecola Heat, Electrogun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, there's an Ecola truck pulling up outside.
Vacation's over. Pack up, doll.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, and mother approved. 877-332-BUGS.
The MFT education you need to be an exceptional counselor is available in San Diego. Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center offers a master's in clinical psychology with an emphasis in marriage and family therapy. This program meets the academic requirements for both MFT and LPCC licensure for the state of California. Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Space is limited for our next cohort starting soon. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Hi, I'm Tony Barron, director of the Graduate School of Theology at Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center. I've made it my life's mission to help people transform themselves so that they may truly serve others. I want to invite you to begin your own transformation in one of our graduate theology programs offered right here in San Diego.
Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego to learn more. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. You can also go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. Hey, that was a really good one. Thank you very much. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. Excalibur Roofing, 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications. Let me say something. I was talking to Eric today, and one of the things that we talked about is a lot of people out there, they go and they use a general contractor instead of a roofing contractor. And we were talking about the comparisons on that, how that's like going to your regular physician, and it turns out that you need some brain surgery, so you ask your regular family doctor, pull out a knife and start probing your head. That's not a good idea. You got to use the people who are trained and geared in the different things that you're looking them for them to be trained and geared in. You following that? So you don't want just anybody. You want somebody who's specializing in roofs. Any kind of new roof construction, old roof replacements, or repairs. It's Excalibur Roofing that's got you covered. Get it? Good. All right, you call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Of course, you can go to excaliberroofing.com to get the information. Remember, all estimates are free, and the way they approach it is every situation is different. No cookie cutter stuff. Okay? No cookies. They don't go in and go, hey, your roof's got a problem. Here's some duct tape. Okay? That's not what we're doing. Okay? Not doing that. Okay? 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 All right. Paul, RoboBall, I know that. I know you got to help them out. So I'll just take this section and let you talk to you when we come back, because I want to talk about a couple things that happened yesterday in the world, in the universe. But before we do that, I've got some DDD information plus some news. Kind of got best of both worlds. But I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to this show. You've probably heard me several times. You know, sometimes I go on a rant. Sometimes I go on a DDD. Sometimes I'll talk about the news and all these different things. I want to talk about this radio show. How about that? I want to talk about the David Spoon Experience. Not because I want to talk about David Spoon. I want to talk about the David Spoon Experience because I want you to get possibly a connection with me as to what it is we're trying to do. Now, you might say, what is it that you guys are trying to do on KPRZ? I mean, typically, it's just the regular teaching. You get one teacher after another. They either go an hour or they go a half hour. You know that the teachers, they're usually they're taking some of their materials and it's being edited and coordinated for radio. And that's a lot of what Inspiration Christian Talk has to do with. That's a great deal of what it is. And that part of it is an outstandingly important part for Christians throughout the community. All right, there's nothing to say about that except for excellent. I mean, when you got Miles McPherson, you got Dr. David Jeremiah, you got Dr. Charles Stanley, when you've got these different teachers teaching on the station and you feel like you need to hear a word that has been preached on in church, this is the place you can do it. That's what KPRZ is all about. It has that opportunity. In the middle of that, between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. is this slot of time for an idea that has not been utilized very often, certainly not for 20 or 30 years, that KPRZ and Salem Communications loves, and it just so happens that I happen to love participating in it. So what am I talking about? When you're listening to the shows like Charles Stanley, Dr. David Jeremiah, Miles McPherson, J. Vernon McGee, any of the great shows that we have, including Rick Warren's material, what you're doing is you're learning about how to walk with the Lord in the context of Christian living. And I make a distinction between Christian living and living as a Christian. And you think, oh, there's no distinction. Well, for you, there's no distinction. For me, there is. So, Robo Producer, for a title for this segment, I just want to call it The Difference Between Christian Living and Living as a Christian. And that'll
way
make
ahead
that
of you.
Oh, way ahead. Well, that's not hard. you could be walking backwards and be ahead of me.
Hey, after the sandwiches we had for lunch, it's all fair game.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Anyway, so the bottom line is what I want to know. I've been a Christian for a few years, short time being a Christian, only 35 years, so it's very short compared to what it's going to be. But what I want to understand for me as I walk through the journey is, you know, why are Christians, regular people now, right? They're most of them are regular people. And why do we enjoy the entertainment that the world offers so often? Why do people hate Christians who are in that realm of entertainment like a Tim Tebow? Why is ice cream bad for you? Why is God doing, or why will God do whatever? And before you tell me, well, you can't ask God why, then you better go tell Mo stop speaking in the Bible, since he asks God why several times. You know, the other questions, is the church under real persecution, or are we a bunch of crybabies? Because we talk about our rights being eroded, and I think there's a truth that Christian rights are being kind of cut out piece by piece. But does that count to the level of persecution, especially New Testament persecution, where every one of those persecutions had to do with people dying for the faith? So are we kind of whining ahead of the bubble? And then what's wrong with the media? Why are they so anti-Christian? Who put them together? I mean, are they the false prophet of Revelation? Are they the beast of Revelation? Some people want to know. Some people think the false prophet is false religions, and they think that the beast is any kind of anti-Christian gathering or government. It's like, yeah, you know, interesting. Can a Christian go to an R-rated movie? Is that okay? Is it not okay? Who determines what an R-rated movie is? How does that work? And why does that matter? Why? Because Christians watch movies. That's why. That's why it matters. Is there such thing as a little white lie? Oh, it's just a little lie. And you're like, no, all lying is bad. You're right, it is. Tell Abraham to stop doing it. Tell David to stop doing it. It's not that that's right. It's wrong. But that's not the point. The point is other people do it, and we know that. What about relationships? What about money? What about the service of money? Are we in servitude to money, or does money serve us? What about personal responsibilities, taking an ownership? What about personal responsibilities on bailing on society by going, I'm not going to get involved? How is that like Jesus? Jesus didn't walk around going, I'm not going to get involved. I mean, where people are hungry, he fed them. When leaders were corrupt, he said so, both religious and political and governmental. Can't escape that. You can't change the book to fit somebody's tradition of belief. Can't do it. And what about the idea of fear? Is it really a sin to be afraid, to have fear of the future? Is it a sin when we don't walk in faith? And here's something that nobody talks about on Christian radio. What about a good schnitzel? I never heard anything about a good schnitzel. What about a good schnitzel? Hard to find, I guess. Here's the point. The point is, the show is just about looking at life. It's covering it from different angles. Some things are easy, some things are hard. Hey, you think it's easy when you go into a church and somebody hurts you and you never want to go to church again? You think that's easy? It's not easy. It's hard. Do you know what's even worse is somebody who goes to church and hurts somebody and knows they've hurt somebody and they want to pull it all back, but they can't and it's too late. That's hard too. It's just difficult in those times, and there has to be an honesty, a sincerity, a truthfulness. This show is about living life as a Christian more than Christian living, the inspirational material that comes from a pulpit. I want to talk about what's not coming from the pulpit, what's in the kitchen, what's in the living room, what's coming through the boob tube, what's going on the internet, what's taking place in all our lives. I want to talk about when you pray and God says nothing. What do you do? That's the real stuff. Do we support local churches? 1,000%. Are we trying to replace local churches? 0%. Are we going to change so we can fit into a traditional format? Hey, Robo Producer, you think I'm changing? What do you think?
The answer, David, would be no.
Good answer. Are we going to still do a show where the aliens take over? You bet. Why?
Because aliens are taking over?
Yeah, eventually. We're doing a show like that the whole hour.
Nice.
Yeah. And people are like, well, that's not really Christian radio. No, it's funny radio. And I'm a Christian who's doing it. And if you want to sit there and talk about the quality of Christianity and personal life anytime, any place, anywhere, I don't got a problem with that. But here's what I will say. What I long to do is help people draw closer to the Lord. And I also want to draw closer to the Lord. What I long to do is not stay in any realm of mediocre and not stay unchallenged and certainly not stay lukewarm. What I long to do is not be somebody who's complacent in their faith, but is active in their faith, and to inspire and encourage other people to draw into the Lord and to support one another. Do I do that all the time? No. Do I wish I did everything perfect? Kind of, except that kind of defeats the whole point of trusting in grace, trusting in the grace of God. Am I looking to create problems? You bet. That's fun. That's the fun stuff. So here's what I would say to you. For those that are longing, hungering even, for a style that is completely traditional, like from a pulpit, there's wonderful, wonderful teachers all throughout the times on KPRZ at different ways. All of them. Tons of them. Great people. What are we doing here at the David Spoon Experience? Whatever we feel led by the Lord to do day by day, this is the one thing we're committed to love God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love our neighbor as ourselves, and to do it all together. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I could do a DDD, or we could do the news, or we could do trivia, or I could just go, who knows? My time is finally near,
and I can feel the change in the wind right now. Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Important new regulations by the FHA taking effect October 1st will drastically limit your options at obtaining a reverse mortgage. Take action now. A new lowered principal limit will completely overhaul the reverse mortgage program, essentially limiting the amount of cash and benefits a senior receives. Hey, Mark Larson here. With a government-insured reverse mortgage, you can receive a large amount of cash, eliminate your mortgage payments entirely, or even purchase a home with no income or credit score requirements. But get in before the changes take effect to get your HUD-required reverse mortgage counseling done before the end of September. Join Mehran Aram and his Aramco team at the lovely Tuscany Restaurant in Carlsbad October 10th, 6 p.m. for the next free dinner workshop. Call for details today if you or your spouse are 62 or older. 866-600-1130, 866-600-1130, or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316. This is a public notice from Verango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Verango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon, I'm Marty Schneider. Here's today's Wall Street Report. The U.S. market was higher today after Microsoft Corporation boosted its dividend. The Dow Jones average up about 35 points today at 15,529 on the blue chips. The NASDAQ about 28 points higher at 3745 on the high techs. And the S&P up another 7 points at 1704 today. All three of the major indexes were higher on this Tuesday. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own long-term investment and retirement plans in place, that's the kind of work that I do for my clients each and every day. IRAs, Roth IRAs, rollovers, 401ks, inheritance planning, college funding, and of course, retirement income planning. Call me to schedule your free consultation with me. The office number, 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day. The retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation, 800-727-PLAN. That's 1-800-727-PLAN.
The Susan G. Komen San Diego Race for the Cure is November 3rd. With nearly $2 million helping local women, no other 5K makes the same local impact on breast cancer. When you race, you help a local uninsured woman and family. Join the movement. Register today, KomenSanDiego.org.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Yeehaw, San Diego, California. Looking outside at the weather, pretty nice. That's
what about a traffic check?
Traffic check. 805 for the 1/5 of an inch that I can see through the glass. You know, they put up another building, so it's hard to really see the traffic now. The building really does
block. The traffic is blocked.
Yeah, it's blocked. It's not blocked on the road. The view is what I'm saying is blocked. But traffic doesn't look terrible. Yesterday on the way home, let me tell you this. One of the best traffic drives I've ever had. Coming back
yesterday was pretty
session.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, I got home. I was able to stop, run an errand, get gas, get the dog, take him out, get back into the house, start doing my post-production write-ups. It wasn't even 5 o'clock. I was amazed.
Okay, that said, how was your Friday? Because there was an accident on every freeway on Friday.
Friday driving is pretty much the prayer that you never want to say to the Lord, which is because you don't want to say, give me patience, as in like force it down my throat. All you have to do is drive on the freeways in California on Friday. You will experience the opportunity to grow and learn patience. I mean, that's just what it is. And that's when you really find out. And then, I don't know if you ever, have you ever done this? So it's Friday. So when Friday takes place, I don't know why we're talking about this, but when Friday takes place, the traffic slows down enough where you've got control and you can see what's going on ahead of you. But if you look into the other cars, do you ever look into the other cars?
All the time.
Okay. And then you look at the, you can tell like three things, maybe four, but let me just go with these three. One, you can tell the people that have just worked the whole week, they're exhausted, and the only thing they have left to do in the universe is to get home. That's all they care about, okay? Because they've got that look of, oh my goodness, I can go 30 more minutes.
You've been peering into my car, haven't
yeah,
you, Dave?
Yeah, no, you can see that. That was it. Then you get to see the people who are like, oh my goodness, only 30 more minutes and then life starts and they feel like the life's just beginning. The problem with those people is either that they're younger or they don't work very hard. So that's brother. And then there's the third classification. And this is the classification that I'm not sure what to do with. But those are the people driving on the road going, what city am I in? And you're like going, forward.
David, there's forward. A lot of those.
Okay. There is a lot of those, huh? I got to do this promo for Sue. But I do want to tell you, I got to talk to you in about 2 minutes about what happened last night.
Okay.
So don't go too far. All right. This segment brought to you by E. coli, termite, and pest control. And our very own Sue Freeze, a.k.a. the termite lady. Da, 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 da. Sue, her own life, inspired by her own son who suffered from chronic asthmatic symptoms due in part to chemicals at home. Sue got involved in the termite and pest control business, but didn't want to use the chemical process. She didn't want to be throwing a bunch of poison around. Well, that's nice. I mean, that's what I'm just saying. I don't know why people get in the business thinking, I'll just keep spreading poison. That's a good idea. Like what? You didn't have a puppy when you grew up? Come on. So Sue got involved, and they used the microwave electro gun, patented E. coli heat, gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out, without the embarrassment of tenting. They do $100 off any termite work that you're going to do because you're listening to the show, which is a great deal. But keep in mind, it's not just termite. It's pest control. And let me tell you, sometimes pest control is very good. Guess who really doesn't like spiders? The wife. The wife doesn't like, so the wife, very brave, very loyal, very faithful, very diligent, very beautiful woman, sees a spider. The only person that jumps higher than her with a spider, you ready for this?
My guess would be Levi.
No. No.
You?
No. My son. Oh. My eldest son. For whatever reason, he doesn't have arachnophobia. He's got, gosh, it looks like a spider arachnophobia.
So bugs don't bother me, Dave. The only bug that I have a problem with are roaches, but I can't stand them.
Yeah, you should not grow up in Arizona by the canal.
I don't plan on it.
Bad play. Anyway, so for Sue, now her deal, she's got the 4 p.m. show on KPRZ on Saturdays. She's an inspirational woman, so it's very encouraging, very fun to do that. And also, besides that, if you want to know, you can get a hold of Sue and E. coli just by calling 1-800-332-BUGS. That's 1-800-332-BUGS. Or you can visit E. coli Termite, that's E-C-O-L-A Termite, ecolatermite.com. Sue Freeze and our good friend at E. coli Termite and Pest Control, 332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. You know what's really great about having people stand in front of the glass? I can't see them anyway because of the reflection. I can see them through the third reflection. That's how I see them. Isn't that funny?
I love Professor X.
He's great. No, Professor X is the best. He's the best. Okay. Now let's talk about the really important stuff.
Baseball?
No. Although that was important. No. Yesterday was the first game.
I'm actually very excited because it's my plan to go to a hockey game this year.
First game of the year for the Detroit Red Wings beating the Pittsburgh Penguins. Who likes Pittsburgh? Really? You need prayer.
I actually do. They're kind of my token team.
Well, I don't like the Penguins. Okay. Actually, you're going to hear me say that about every hockey team but Detroit. Detroit won 4-1.
Nice.
Yeah, they're going to have a good year. You got that sense here like they're...
Now, are you saying that because they're going to have a good year or are you saying that because you just like them?
Well, I'm very loyal.
That's the way I am with the Dodgers.
My dog is named Levi Red Wing Spoon.
That's a lot.
That's his legal name.
I mean, does he play hockey?
No, I can't even get the dog to look at the hockey game while it's on. It's the weirdest thing. It's like some dogs will get into like a football and then you get excited. You know what he does? He sits down and looks at me. And then when I jump up, like when there's a goal, he thinks I'm playing with him. And so he jumps and tries
to play, Dad.
Yeah. And then he tries to, like, he doesn't nip, but, you know, he's not really well balanced.
He falls.
Yeah. And he's not really well balanced with how he uses his paws. He does not understand that it's not okay to, you know, put your paws on. He's just a dog. He doesn't know any better. But he is. And he's got a Detroit Red Wing collar. Nice. I'm serious. I'm committed. Or should be. Well, I think that goes without saying. So anyway, I want you to be aware of this because I'm going to have to rope you in to enjoying hockey. And my goal, if I get to do this in San Diego for the next 24 years, because we're almost through 1 year, if I get to it, is we're going to get a hockey team here, a hockey team. How about that? Even if I can just get an exhibition game, Now, I know some people in the sports marketing industry and in those different realms. I mean, I've done a pitch for Mark Cuban before, not on Shark Tank. And it's always a possibility that somebody could say, let's try and put something together.
Let's put it this way. I've watched many partial football games and been bored to tears. I've watched maybe a total of 10 minutes of hockey. And even though I don't follow hockey, the 10 minutes I watched, pretty exciting stuff.
If you pick a team and you go to a hockey game, you can count on one thing. Your stress level, you're going to be like, oh, he's got the puck. I mean, that's what everybody does. But that lasts like a third of a second, and then they go down the – it's awesome game. Anyway, so they did win 4-1, so I want to say good start.
The question of the day is, did you ever play hockey?
Well, that's a funny question. I did, and I think because I was younger, I thought that perhaps I was better than I was. You know what I'm saying? Like, you think you're really good. I was pretty good at football and pretty good at baseball. I used to play competition tennis in Michigan long ago. But hockey, I used to think I was really good. Now, unfortunately for me, if somebody would, they'd do a check where they kind of pull you out of the play or whatever. We used to skate on lakes in Detroit. And if you got checked, you'd have to go on the lake and then you would, you'd take a shovel and you would, you'd kind of create the rink. So when I got checked, I just kept going past the snowbank, and that's probably should have been my first clue. I'm not really that good because I probably should have stopped or something, but I just kept going.
Kind of like radio.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You're right. It's like radio. You know, I'm just like a blab a minute. I can talk about anything for hours. That's the problem. You should have seen me studying William Hendrickson in the More Than Conquerors Book of Revelation. I'm in chapter 19. I'm going to talk about that when I come back. There's a portion there. It's going to be like, people who are for same-sex marriage are going to hate me even more. Oh, well, not my problem. Anyway, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. What do we talk about? Nothing. Life. That's what we're talking about. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here, KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we might cover a little bit of Revelation plus the news proving Jesus is coming soon.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Come to North Island Credit Union semi-annual used car sale this Saturday, September 21st. You'll find reduced prices on more than 200 late model cars, plus a one-day only island loan rate. Find details at myisland.com. That's myisland.com.
Hi, this is Sean Doan, seasoned California attorney and reoccurring guest on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth. With me is top real estate broker and short sale specialist, Vince Scuncio. So, Vince, what is a short sale?
A short sale is when a homeowner sells their home for less than what is owed to the bank.
Are there benefits to a short sale?
The main benefit is avoiding foreclosure and eliminating your debt obligations while reducing the long-term damage to their credit.
How about disadvantages?
Deciding upon a short sale is one of the most complex legal decisions a person may ever make. And as you know, Sean, most people rely on unqualified real estate agents to get their legal advice.
You know, you're right, Vince. I see it all the time. People coming in with major legal issues that could have been avoided had they spoken to us first. And that's why right now we are going to offer all KPRZ listeners a free attorney consultation. If you're considering a short sale, you owe it to yourself to call Doan now. If you have a loan, call Doan, 760-746-4476. Again, 760-746-4476, or visit us at doanlaw.com.
America's biblical foundations are crumbling right before our eyes. Let's turn this mess around and get activated, one citizen, one pastor, one church at a time. Start a Salt and Light Biblical Citizenship Ministry, a simple entry point for your church to engage. Reserve your spot for our upcoming training. Call 888-SALT-654. Get trained, get activated, get going. Call 888-SALT-654.
Are you heartsick over the rampant moral decay of America? Be a part of the solution to turn the culture around. Activate your own church to get involved in preserving and protecting our Christian heritage by starting a Salt and Light Biblical Citizenship Ministry. Reserve your spot for our upcoming training. Call 888-SALT-654. Get trained. Get activated. Get going. Call 888-SALT-654.
It's painful. It's stressful. It's the headache caused by being stuck in a cash crunch. At one time or another, it happens to everyone. You don't have the money to pay what needs to be paid, and that hurts. You need relief, and you need it fast. What do you do? Who do you call? I prescribe making the cash call at 855-876-CASH to get up to $10,000 with no collateral. We'll complete the application in about 4 minutes, and the cash can be in your account as fast as tomorrow. Yeah, the money's a little expensive, but it can provide welcome relief from your cash headache, and it's a lot cheaper than a payday advance. Use it only as long as you need, then pay it back to keep your total interest expense down, because there's never a fee or penalty for early repayment. And then change your spending habits to keep the headache from coming back. So for quick cash relief, make the cash call at 855-876-CASH. That's 855-876-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
Dog owners, you have to listen to this. We have exciting news for our four-legged wonderful friends. It's called Pet Refresh, a new patented revolutionary product that eliminates dog itching and odor. You heard it right. Eliminates dog itching and odor. Pet Refresh is so easy to use. You simply spray it on and the itching and smell are gone. It's not a masking agent or perfume, and it gets right to the root of the itching and odor, germs. It's safe and laboratory tested, and it works. It really works. And once your pet is odor-free, you can spray it all over your home and car to eliminate those odors. Go to buypetrefresh.com. That's B-U-Y, petrefresh.com. And see what this amazing product can do for your pet and your home. That's buypetrefresh.com. You won't regret it. Come here, buddy. I love you. Attaboy.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM inch. San Diego. You reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you think the show is just not traditional enough, then do me a favor and send the letter snail mail, because that would be traditional. Facebook, go there, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. That's my handle. All right, we're going to do a combo here. Let me forewarn you what's going on here. I'm just trying to figure out how to do this the best possible way, because I got to talk about this actor. I'm not even going to say the person's name, but they made a comment, and it's just super bizarre. But before I get to that, I did want to talk about Richard Dawkins. Do you know who Richard Dawkins is? It's not the guy Dawkins from basketball. Okay, not that guy. It's the atheist Richard Dawkins, and this is a story that just is kind of a bizarre story. So don't get mad at me. I didn't write the story. I'm not doing anything but reporting what's being reported. It's a story regarding the atheist Richard Dawkins, and it's one of the things that he had to say. And listen to this. Listen to how twisted atheism is. Listen to how twisted. Want to see how twisted this is? Listen to this. Dawkins went on to say that one of his former schoolmasters pulled Dawkins on his knees and put his hands inside my shorts. And he said that to condemn this mild touching up as sexual abuse would somehow be unfair. So what he was saying is that when he was a young student, a schoolmaster put him on his knees and touched him. And then what he says is to condemn this mild touching as sexual abuse today would somehow be unfair. Because the guy was a schoolmaster educating kids and apparently getting jollies by touching in inappropriate places. You want to understand something? At least we know why Richard Dawkins is an atheist. We know why he had the atheistic philosophy. And I want to say something for a lot of people out there that are atheists. You don't often come to the conclusion just by research and search. Most atheists are atheists because there's an event that takes place in life that short circuits the conscience and the mind as being incredible, and it becomes simpler to believe there cannot be a God, or else why would this event happen to me? That's some powerful stuff right there. That is some powerful stuff. And you think, but Dave, you know, that's not really fair to say. I mean, that's a terrible thing that happened. It's right. It's a terrible thing that happens. And then there was a short circuitry. This kind of behavior is not acceptable. It's not okay. And this gentleman who experienced this probably could not find God, or had certainly nobody to train him in God, to explain to him, hey, this was a wrong that was done to you by man. Man's sinfulness wronging you, and only through God is there really redemption and healing for anything like that. Left unto his own, that's what all men and women would do, is nothing but perversion and sinful acts against one another, sexual and otherwise. So just so you can understand, I don't pull any punches on that stuff, do I? I'm not for that. I don't believe in that. Now, not along those lines. Separate story. So you got to put an ert, and then you got to think of this. I'm not going to mention the actor's name because it gives him too much publicity as it is. And there was an actor that came out, and this is what he said. Tell me if anybody can figure out what this means. The actor said, I wish I was gay. That's what the actor said. I wish I was gay. All right. Now, first of all, for any actor to say that, it's all about publicity. It's their way of saying, I support the gay community. I wish I was gay. So here's my question for the actor that's saying, I wish I was gay. What's stopping you? Who's stopping you from being gay? Nobody's stopping you. No, there's no church that's stopping you. There's nobody that's stopping you. Be gay. Oh, I see you're not going to be gay because why? Because you're not gay? Oh, but you wish you were gay. You want to tell people, I wish I was gay. How weird is that? How bizarre is that for an actor to come out and say, I wish I was gay? It's like a weird thing to say. It's just, you wish you were what? Well, be gay. Go ahead and be gay. Let's see what happens. And this is the thing that this comes from, by the way. I want you to write this down. This will be Revelation 19:7. I'm going to tell you something that's not been talked about before, and it has to do with the gay community and the Bible. The gay community is like, you can't talk about the gay community. You can't talk about homosexuality. You can't talk about that because that's not what Jesus would never have done that, even though Jesus defined marriage five times, five, as between a man and a woman. Five times in the scriptures, Jesus defines it. Not only does that, but Paul goes on even at the same type of length describing marriage between a man and a woman. But here's a passage that you never hear about that describes marriage between a man and a woman, not a man and a man. It's not, you know, it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Okay, let's get this straight. Here's a passage you never hear talked about in regards to this context. How about this? Revelation chapter 19, verse 7. Revelation 19, 7. Listen to what this scripture says. Tell me what you think of this. It says, let us be glad, rejoice, and give him glory, because the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has prepared herself. You're thinking, what? Let me reread it and explain it. Let us be glad, rejoice, and give him glory, because the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has prepared herself. This passage in Revelation chapter 19:7 talks about the marriage between the Lamb and the church. And the Lamb is Christ, in this context, seen as male, and the church is seen as female. But look at what it is. Specifically, marriage being identified between a female and a male. Right here. You see, the marriage of the Lamb cannot be perverted, cannot be changed. And Jesus is seen as the male, the church is a female, because he gives his life and he saves us. And people are trying to say, well, no, that doesn't count. That doesn't count. It's all good. It can be any sex getting married. Not biblically, it can't. It's not permissible. The marriage of the lamb is a wedding between male and female. No way around it. The bride is the church, the wife called a her. The groom is the Lord, the lamb called a him. It's a him and a her. And if you don't like it, it's like, man, that's the way the cookie crumbles. You can't escape it. There's no marriage of the lamb. Or it's the marriage of the lamb. It's guys with guys. It's girls with girls. No, it isn't. It's humanity with the Lord. And humanity is seen as the woman and Jesus as the male. The perfect marriage and union. Not, oh, well, that doesn't matter. The same-sex marriage, it's promoted in the Bible. No, it's not promoted in the Bible. 17 passages define marriage between a man and a woman or prohibit same-sex relationships. 17. 9 in the Old, 8 in the New. And, well, that's all Old Testament stuff. Apparently, you haven't read the New Testament in quite some time. Because there's 8 references. 8. Not 1, not 2, 8. And every time a scholar says, well, Jesus never said this, or they didn't this, do not listen to them. You read it yourself. You will find out. It's very simplistic if you just take the time to do it. Marriage is between a man and a woman. Oh, Dave, that's just an old dead horse. You're just beating an old dead horse. No way, baby. Sin is sin. I don't care where it starts, and I don't care where it ends. There's only one place to find redemption of sin, the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, him who is perfect, who died for us sinners, who acknowledge our sin. And I'm not going to be shy or irresponsible as a person who knows what that book says and lie about it. And any moron that goes on MSNBC or CNN or even Fox and says, well, that's just not the social norm. It doesn't matter what the social norm is. It matters what the Bible says. It matters what God wrote. It doesn't matter what society says. Kingdoms change, cultures change, opinions change. The truth never changes. It doesn't have to change. The truth endures forever. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and Jesus endures forever, and the Word endures forever. And when I will apologize is never. I'm not going to apologize for saying that. And when a person gets on there and attempts to speak in God's name, having never read anything that God wrote. Oh, how do you know he wrote it? He didn't write the Bible. That's right. He can create the universe by speaking, but the dude can't write a book. Right. That's logical. Good. That's good thinking. Solid. Dave, you shouldn't call people's names. You shouldn't do that. All right. I'm just going to follow Jesus' example. I'm only going to call him 13 names in one chapter instead of 3 that I did. Y'all, you're mean. Do you think I'm mean? You wait till Judgment Day. You want to see mean? You're going to find out what mean. Mean, that's going to be mean. You still got a shot. Anyway, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, it ain't going to change, but the marriage of the Lamb, the bride, the church, ain't going to change, still between a man and a woman. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Don't have your 401k, IRA, SEP, or any money at risk. The stock market has proven it can go backwards at any time. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, over 32 years making sure your money can never lose principal or interest. Get like stock market growth with the guarantee you will never go backwards. Don't keep your money in any investment where you can lose. Indexed investment is unmatched for security. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247 for security and peace of mind of your money. And don't forget about my life insurance. We now have a new term life insurance product where you pay the same rate to age 100. You will never have a rate increase. Many people buy term insurance, and if they outlive the term, they have a rate increase that skyrockets. You drop the coverage, and the insurance company is a double winner. They don't have to pay a death claim, and they have all your money, unlike my term, where you pay the same rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote, 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247. Call me now for a free quote. Thank you so much. Love you all, and God bless.
Some restrictions apply. License number 0578122.
The church should be a place of healing and hope.
but sometimes it's where the deepest wounds are felt. Sunday, September 22nd, Ann Graham Lotz, popular author and speaker and daughter of Dr. Billy Graham, will bring a talk to help the healing begin at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego.
As I reflect back on my life, I'm sad to admit that the most devastating wounds I've experienced have been inflicted by God's people, Christians, people I had grown to love and trust and feel safe with. But God has taken me on a healing journey. I've written about some of my experiences in my new book, Wounded by God's People. I've learned that God loves wounded people and the wounders. I know. I've been both.
Ann Graham Lotz, Sunday, September 22nd at 6 p.m. at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego. Churches, find out how to simulcast this special evening at your church. Call 858-613-7800 or go to maranathachapel.org.
There, all done with the roof.
You call that a roof? You need to call Eric at Excalibur Roofing to get the job done right. Excalibur Roofing, they know how to do a roof right.
What's this?
It's a cell phone.
What's a cell phone?
Never mind. Just dial these numbers. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. And ask Eric at Excalibur Roofing to help you with your roof. His work is good. He even gives free estimates.
What's an estimate?
He also has a website on the internet, ExcalibarRoofing.com.
What's an internet?
Are you done loading the animals into the ark?
Not yet. By the way, why am I doing this again?
How long can you tread water?
Right.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you didn't like the last segment, send it to, man, that guy can really get upset. I don't know if I like the way he talks about that. That's really tough to hear at gmail.com. Also, Facebook, David Spoon Experience. Like it, Andrew, make a comment. Follow me on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. There you go. Hey, Roman producer, I don't see the email. I'm looking for it. I must have the wrong.
It's written right on the front of the menu. There was two of them.
I'm looking at the menu. One, two, three. Oh, info at, I can't read it.
I'll come look during the break. Illegible writing.
It's info at torpasta.com. T-O-R, pasta. Tor pasta. There you go. I have to tell you this story because this is a classic. Now, every once in a while, we get these news stories. Some people are like, Dave, you were really mad. You were really mean on that segment. You were really mean. No, you know what mean is? Mean is looking at my dog, Levi, and going, who's at the door? Who's at the door? And knowing there's nobody at the door. That's mean. Okay? Now, don't you think that's mean? That's mean because the dog, he doesn't know any better, right? He can't defend himself. That's kind of mean. All right, I got to do this story because it's a classic. And I like these classic news stories because sometimes the news is 10 times better than the goofy stories are 10 times better than what anybody's talking about. So I want to do this story here. And you want to write this down. I know you're probably getting that material down for that, but they'll make it real easy for you. Here's the only two words you got to know. Invisible skyscraper. Okay, that's what you got. You're thinking, what? What?
Dave, I see what you mean.
Do you? That's a tall order. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. The world's first invisible skyscraper is planned for South Korea. Okay, hold on. We're just going to walk through this very carefully. The tower is going to be 1,476 feet high. By the grace of God, these guys will put an elevator in it, unlike that last building we talked about, which only went to the – they built a 40 whatever floors and only went to the 20th floor.
My question is, okay, it's invisible. What is it made of?
Here's the thing about the skyscraper, okay, just so you can know, okay? It's going to have one thing that you will really like. A 4D movie theater.
Can we move the David Spoon Experience to South Korea?
Okay. Not and walk around without an escort, guarded escort on a regular basis. But here's the most awesomely bizarre thing. My question, because I'm stupid, I willingly admit that. Oh, you're not stupid, you're ignorant. Well, I'm ignorant too. No, you're not ignorant, you're dumb. I'm that too. And you sound like Gomer Pyle, that too. And a Muppet, that too. But here's my dumb question. Here it goes. What if you're an airplane pilot? What I want to know is, what is the advantage of an invisible skyscraper if you're an airplane pilot? And we're cruising here at 3,000 feet as we approach. Oh my God! This is like, really?
And how freaky would it be if you had, let's say, an office of about, oh, I don't know, a couple few thousand people working in the skyscraper, and you're looking up at it and you're seeing 3,000 people just sitting on air?
Yeah. First of all, then, that's how bizarre is that? Because then you're just thinking, it's the middle of the rapture and I'm not going. See, but then you're going to be thinking like Moses, but they're not going either. Hey, these guys must have been really in that iffy place, the wishy-washy. You know,
if there was a limbo, I think the skyscraper would be it.
The skyscraper would be it. But here's my other question, which nobody seems to want to answer. These are the questions I ask. A, besides an airplane pilot, you got a skyscraper that goes about 1,500 feet into the air. It's invisible. How you washing the windows? I don't know. We got a job.
Hey, Bob, does that look clean to you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do it again anyway.
I don't know. All I seem to see is the building behind it. I don't know. And so how do you know if you streak leave a streak when you're cleaning it with? I don't know how you know. I mean, it's
the South Korean skyscraper. Streak-free.
Streak-free. Visibility-free. Freaky. Come on. It's an invisible skyscraper.
And my question just is why? Yeah, why, really?
That therein lies the... and it must be simply because... It must be simply because this. They have way too much time on their hands to try and figure out a way to use mirrors to hide this thing. But hide it from what? I mean, it's just so... I don't know. It's strange. But it does have a water park and a roller coaster and apparently landscape gardens. I don't know if those are invisible. So here's my question. If it's invisible, how do you know when you're getting on the elevator?
Once again, I ask the question, when do we move the David Spoon Experience to South Korea?
I'm just trying to figure it out. Hey, I got an idea. Let's build a building. Hey, I'm with you, man. Let's do it. Let's make an office building. Oh, I'm with you. Let's do it. Let's make it 1,500 feet now. Let's do it. I'm with you.
How about we make it invisible?
Yeah.
Huh?
Who's going to notice the architecture? How are you going to win an award for architecture if nobody can see
it? If that building wins the award for best architecture, we have a problem.
Only if it's done by liberal Democrats, then it's got a shot.
And that still
there
wouldn't surprise
me. There you go. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, taking cheap shots wherever I can. That's right, I played hockey. When we come back, more fun for everyone. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.